a good start, I think.
Pervert.
Folks, we're gonna be ranking the best drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race. To start it off, though, it's a podcast rank anything and everything. I don't know much, so I have experts that help me on the show. Before you get that, can I hear the theme music? Just tell you, I don't know much. I'm not the smartest person, so I have some special experts on the show, so I'm gonna bring them out right now. Our first expert has worked with over 70 of the drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race. Put your hands together for Bill Skaggs. Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, does this work?
I don't know. Hello? Can you guys hear us?
No.
Can you hear us now?
No.
What about now? Anyways, who needs a mic, folks?
I turned it on. I think you can hear me now. Yeah, you can hear me now.
There is a little bit of a little boo.
All right, cool.
Perfect, folks. Bill, you've worked with over 70 of the drag queens, RuPaul's Drag Race. What has been your experience with them so far?
I would say 99.9% amazing.
That is not a RuPaul type answer, I don't think.
It's also not true.
Yeah, that 0.1% is the only one anybody cares about here. Our next special expert, she's fun to watch. She's the Ornatia of indie comedy. Put your hands together for Rachel Goldman. Yeah. Rachel, thank you so much for being on the show. You might want to turn that on.
It's at the bottom.
There it is. Folks.
Done?
Now, I'm an idiot, so I have to ask you, what makes you really the Ornatia of comedy?
Well, I don't make a lot of sense. but boy, the longer you watch me, the more you appreciate me.
Thank you so much, Rachel. And our last, the special guest expert, folks, she's an expert on sass and glamour. Put your hands together for Ms. Gwen Sunkel.
Joe, thanks for having me.
No problem. I couldn't think of anyone better, Gwen. I mean, also the other two are cool. But
yeah,
Gwen,
they're great too.
If we had to rank guests, I think you're the best one here. Folks.
Thank you. I've already won, you guys.
Show's over. Thank you so much. Gwen, what is more important, sass or glamour?
Oh, you can't have one without the other. You must have both sass and glamour.
Okay, well, all right.
Sassmer, I call it.
Whoa, I would come up last. No, that's not better. That's not better. I'm hearing it. It's not better. Folks, the drag queens will be ranking today, as you can see on the board over here, are Bianca Del Rio, Katya. You can let us know how you feel about them when I say the names. Latrice Royale, Sharon Needles, Willem, Bob the Drag Queen, Alaska, Alyssa Edwards, ooh, Adora Delano, Trixie Mattel, and Detox. All right, we should have. Yeah, we should have ended with the one I said before, Detox. I think that's. But folks, as always, we start the show off with a veto round. Right now, all we're doing is trying to find who the best is. We're going to be crossing names off the list to get to where we need to be. So we start with a veto round, and I'm just going to start with a person all the way to the right, Miss Gwen Sunkel. Who on that list do you determine is not the best drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, I've been talking a lot of shit on the Facebook event about this, but I cannot wait to vote Willem on this list. Because he's a transphobic piece of trash and always has 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, there it is, folks. And I hope you can help me when we cross her off. Willem, sashay away.
Nice job.
Boom. Yeah, I saw an episode. No, we're going to keep this going, folks. This is fun. We're all having a good time. Ms. Rachel Goldman, who on that list do you think is not the best drag queen for from RuPaul's Drag Race.
All right, we've officially gotten to a point where everybody was sort of unanimous on Willa being a cheating, shady-ass bitch. But now it really does start to get pretty contentious. So, fearing for my life, I'm getting rid of the hog body.
People screaming out there.
Exactly.
Sashay away, exactly. Adore Delano.
I completely agree with that pick, Rachel.
Unbelievable. That's
bye, Adore Delano.
A crazy pick. Did not see that coming. We're going to keep it going, folks, with the person left of me. Bill Skaggs, you may have worked with these people, and I'm just going to assume the one you want to cross off, you have a bitter grudge against.
Pretty much.
Bill, who do you think is not the best drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race?
I am not going to be popular for this at all, but I'm going to go with Alyssa Edwards.
Yeah, you can cross it off if you want, Bill. It feels like you really want to cross that off.
The shame of it all!
Jeez Louise!
Oh my God! Bankrolls! What?
What was that out there?
Was she late to the show?
Oh, she late to the show.
When is she not late to the show?
Yeah, we're still waiting for the rest of you to show up. And, no, anyways, folks, was that fun, that first round? No, not at all, folks. No, I didn't like it either. Well, why don't we do another one then, folks? Taking off another one of these names. Off the list, not the best drag queen, Miss Gwen Sunkel.
All right, I am going to take Katya. You don't like it? No, I don't care for her hats. Her hats are a little over the top for me. I like your guys' hats though, they're terrific. But it's just a little much with Katya, that's all. A little much with the hats.
I'm also not a big fan of weird relationships with Russia, because I don't like Trump. So I feel like that's a good reason to take Katya off there. Rachel, you're up next. Who are you sashaying away in?
Oh no.
Trixie.
I was gonna pick off Trixie.
Podcast is so successful because it makes the audience mad they have to keep watching it. It's really what I feel like. Thank you so much. Wow, based on the audience reaction, we've taken all the ones they liked off. It's really what I've seen so far. So, Bill,
yeah.
You're going to be up next here.
Okay.
Everyone has hated every one of our picks so far.
Yeah.
Who are you taking off the list?
I'm going to go the easy route and I'm just going to take off Bob the Drag
Queen. No!
What? That made the audience happy because it made them unhappy.
Bob was going to be my top choice.
No.
All right, here's the thing. You guys took off two of my top choices already, Katya and Adore.
Okay.
But I will say, Katya and Adore transcend Drag Race. They're bigger than Drag Race, so they don't even need that list. But Bob does.
Nothing's bigger than Drag Race.
Also, nothing's bigger than this podcast, Bill. So obviously they need this. They're on a whiteboard, for Christ's sake.
I'm absolutely shocked at this point. I didn't see this coming. Let me just ask you right now. We have five left. We have five left we're going to talk about. And you guys think to yourself, if it's somebody we're missing off the list you think should be on it, and while you're thinking, we're going to talk, what's your criteria in determining what the best drag queen is, Gwen?
Well, obviously, I'm looking for a lot of glamour and a lot of sass. I like somebody different, but I also like somebody who can really play up the glam.
Really play up the glam. That's the key. Rachel, how about you? Is glam, is sass, is glam, is any of that?
The only criteria we go off of is charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And you need the whole as far as I'm concerned, that's still on this list. I've got my favorite is still here, so I'm feeling good.
Okay. Bill, how about you? For someone who's worked with some of these people.
Sure. Well, do they make me money? I like that. But no, I look for a total weirdo. I don't really care if they're beautiful or campy or whatever. Are they weird? Are they creative? That's what I look for.
The odd duck.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, and I feel like we have an audience of odd ducks, which is great, right? Awesome, sweet, odd ducks, quack.
That's what they say.
Is this the Mighty Ducks?
Oh, I love the Mighty Ducks. The Flying V? No, okay. Anyways, but let me ask you, is there any names we're missing off the list? Raise your hand, I'll ask you to.
Okay,
we got, over there, who are we missing?
Sasha.
Okay, we got Sasha down, that was a pretty big cheer right there. Who? She's on the list! Learn to read, alright! We need a reading audience!
What about the ladies on the show tonight?
She's also from Drag Race yet.
Raven, okay, so I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised Raven's not on that
list. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, per the poll.
She's gotta win something, guys.
She wants
season 2.
She's gonna win something. All right. Well, I'm gonna name the three names we got right now. By audience cheer, we're gonna add them to the list. All right. It's in your pocket, guys. You determine the show at this point. Sasha.
Woo!
All right. Not looking good. Jane Monsoon.
Woo!
All right. That's the right side. We got the left side. Raven.
Woo!
I think we gotta add Raven to the list there. Hopefully. She doesn't listen to the show.
Or she's not there.
Yeah, that would be the best way to start this. but before we continue, Bill, do you have a pretty interesting story of a time dealing with some of the drag queens? You don't have to get too, controversial.
Okay, yeah. Oh, all right, you guys want a little bit of tea from backstage?
Yeah.
So, who here wanted Jinx Monsoon on the list? Okay. She is the biggest weirdo I've ever met. I love her. She's great. Very talented. Very cool. But on her rider, she wants a dog to play with backstage, and a boy, and a boy with stinky pits that she can smell their armpits all day.
He's your way.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, like, most people just ask for makeup wipes. She asked for a human being, so I think
it's
pretty interesting.
I have never felt closer to Jinx Monsoon.
You love a stinky pit?
Moment. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a stinky pit?
Does that pay well?
Am I wrong about that?
No, it's a volunteer position.
I thought I had a new career plan, but this podcast is going to get canceled after this. You two have watched RuPaul's Drag Race, all the episodes. What's your favorite moment from RuPaul's Drag Race? Well, silence is the best part of podcasts, I find.
In recent memory, I'm not going to lie, I was really, really taken with the unveiling of the Little House on the Ferry this past season. Sasha Velour, Little House on the Ferry. That was my favorite headpiece in the entire series. I did also like when Milk just broke down.
Yeah. I don't know if the audience liked that.
Are you talking about LaGanja? LaGanja breaking down?
Oh, yeah, LaGanja, but that was that still a no? I was talking about when she just took off her outfit and started singing.
Oh, who was that?
Matt. Shit, sorry.
I gotta do more research on these experts. And, Gwen, do you have a favorite moment? My personal is Sharon and Fifi fighting.
You nailed it right there, Joe. That is one of the best moments. But you know what I love most on RuPaul's Drag Race is seeing how RuPaul is going to dress. Both in and out of drag. That is the stylish person. He's the most stylish person. In television, I feel like.
I'd probably agree with that.
Yeah.
Also, I just have to take a break just to let you guys. This podcast is sponsored by books because reading is fundamental.
Nice. Yeah. That's good.
I deserve that clap. I don't deserve these moans, okay? Goddamn star. I'm the future of drag racing. And Folks, we're down to a final six now. We've got Raven, Detox, Alaska, Bianca Del Rio, Latrice Royale, Sharon Needles. Right now, we're going to go one at a time, talk about what we think about these people, decide if they should be in the top three or not, starting with the number one vote getter on the Facebook page, Bianca Del Rio. What do you guys think? Should Bianca be a top three drag queen?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, I think she could. I mean, she's definitely got the glamour and the sass.
Right. I mean, she's
in Spain.
She's selling out like 10,000 seat venues. Yeah, she definitely deserves to be in the top three. Yeah, she's doing really
she's
good.
She sold out, if you didn't hear, she sold out every show around the world the last 3 years, which is basically what my podcast is doing. So, but that's pretty good, I think. Rachel, do you have any opinion on Bianca Del Rio?
No, I mean, it's hard not to like Bianca Del Rio because she's so sassy. She's just so good. But I'm getting to the point where I'm nervous I'm going to have to get rid of somebody who I really love. Because I love everybody who's left, and just no matter what, maybe it's more emotional than anything, Latrice Royale will never not be. I love, yeah, sorry.
I will have to say that Latrice was in town recently, and it was not the best performance live I've ever seen.
Whoa!
She was delightful. She was delightful. She had some good numbers, but again, not the best live performer I've ever seen. Sorry.
Wow. That's some truth bombs.
Getting out of prison and going on to Rock RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
That's the best comeback story I've ever heard.
People, when they ask about Drag Race, they're asking me who my favorite is. I always say Latrice, because when you think about Latrice, she is Drag Race. It's everything you want in a drag queen. She's approachable, she's friendly, she's talented, she's nice. Like, Latrice is everything.
Okay, all right.
She is a biscuit. Let her sock you up.
Okay.
All right, we're going to keep Latrice on the list as well. What about Sharon Needles? She loves Sharon Needles over there.
Yeah,
you feel okay about
how
her.
How could we possibly vote Sharon Needles?
I could.
Oh!
Oh, wow, Bill, why couldn't you vote Sharon Needles off?
It's not because it's not that I don't like her. I really do like her, and she was just here, and I really got to know her well, and she's great, but I feel like what she's doing is so different than what she did on the show that she's kind of turned into where Fifi is now. And so I really love that spooky queen that she used to be, and I feel like she's very different from that now. So that's the only reason I would. Everything else I love about her.
I still hold a grudge that she, to the season finale when she was crowned, wore that beer costume. That really upset me.
That was from Party City, too.
Party City! Yeah!
Party City where you belong.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, folks, we'll probably keep her on, but I think Sharon Needles has a good chance of getting off this list based off the judges' reactions here. Alaska, next. She loves every one of them. Alaska, what do you guys think about Alaska, last name?
Love Alaska.
Yeah.
Can't get enough Alaska. Yeah, love Alaska. If it came down to it, I'd do Alaska over Sharon Needles.
Yeah.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you could take Sharon Needles off the list then, Gwen.
Okay.
We have Bianca. Sharon Needles is gone. Sashay away.
Sashay away, Sharon Needles.
Now, Detox. Is Detox a top three drag queen? Just take her off the list. Don't even talk about her.
You guys voted her.
Now, you guys hated her. You guys been waiting for Detox.
I was surprised that she made the list, honestly.
Yeah, me too. I think it's so funny. RuPaul's Drag Race is one of the most diverse shows on television. And this list was so white for so long that in my head I was like, well, at least half of Detox is made in China, you know? She gone.
She gone. Do you have any opinions on Detox?
I love Detox. She's amazing. She can smoke out her butt, too.
I did not know that. No. I think we need to put her back on the list for smoking out her butt.
Well, she's not real. She's not a real person. She's all plastic parts. So, yeah. Her mouth hole is where her butthole used to be.
All right, folks. Detox off the list. Now we ask, do you think Raven is better than Bianca, Latrice, and Alaska?
Spell it wrong!
Oh, which one?
Hey, I didn't mess that. That wasn't on me that time. That's good. I've made plenty of mistakes, I feel like. Congratulations, audience, for getting that right.
So I'm sorry. The general consensus was deserves to stay on the list more so than other people, more so than Alaska, more so than Latrice.
Do you think Raven's top three compared to the three that we have left?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
She made a big point of diversity, and you go, I don't care about diversity. This is Indiana. All right, you know what? I'm going to have to let the audience decide this one. Let's take Latrice off the list. So we're down to Bianca, Alaska, and Raven, folks. So I'm going to ask you guys at this point to cheer.
Did not see it coming down to the
list. I did not see it coming down to the final three. Like, did anybody pick this as their final three? Probably not one of them, because it wasn't on the list till 5 minutes ago. But anyways, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say one name, audience cheer. Whoever gets the lowest amount of cheers off the list will have our final two, and then we'll get off the stage as soon as possible. But folks, starting off, Bianca Del Rio. Alaska. Raven. You know, I don't know Alaska, but I think Alaska is gone. Yeah, based on the audience reaction.
She has some of my favorite, like, post-Drag Race, just career-highlighting music videos. I love the Valentino one that just came out.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry she's gone. Yeah. If you haven't seen that yet, check it out. Watch it with subtitles. That's really fun. Unless you're bilingual, and then don't worry about it.
Do you have any inside stories about Alaska, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if Rue ever retired, that's the person who would take her place. So it is a little weird to see her off the list, but I still love her. She's awesome.
I gotta ask you out there, because you've been the best cheerer by far. If this is ranking best cheerer in the audience, you would definitely win. You've been upset about everyone leaving the list, you've been happy about everyone staying on the list. I don't know what you think, but I gotta ask you specific, what's your name? Katie, thank you so much for cheering. Katie, I gotta ask you, who is your favorite drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Sharon and Alaska are tied. I
can't. Yeah, between those two? Sharon will. Yeah, well, Alaska came in later. Alaska won the All Stars. I know that.
Joe has really been scouring the Wikipedia.
I am real big on Wikipedia. I've been looking at that. Did you know it was nine seasons? But not counting the All-Stars. The ninth season was on VH1. Also, by the way, RuPaul's Drag Race is the most successful show to switch networks ever.
Yeah.
Scrubs did it. Didn't work out so well. But yeah, so let's man, we're at the final two. Are you guys okay with Bianca and Raven being the final two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Who said no? No. What? Oh, you wanted Monsoon to be on this.
Jinx.
Well, I knew the last name. Who is your favorite drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race?
My drag mom, Miss Adora Delano.
Oh. Now, guys, what's a drag mom? If you can explain that to me. I'm real dumb.
Oh, God. Okay. See, he's a tourist here. The rest of us live here, so it's a little embarrassing. But your drag mother is the person who helps you really come up in the scene. They're the head of your family. That's where last names come from a lot of the time.
Really?
Yes. So you have your house and the head of your house. Well, actually, not even necessarily. Just the person who helps you, who guides you.
How many of you guys have drag moms out there?
Yeah!
That's great. That's fantastic. Awesome. Who are your drag moms, the ones that raise your hands?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
My drag mother is Blair St. Clair.
Awesome. You'll see Blair St. Clair later. She's in the show tonight. I just heard in my earpiece. Who else has a drag mom here?
I have two drag moms.
Oh, well, not Indiana, they can't get married.
It's a modern family.
My other drag mom's name is Blair's actually my auntie.
Keep it in the family.
Wow, cousins.
That's sweet.
That's one of my favorite things about drag. It's the families. Like, and people
love each
other.
So the community in general.
Yeah! It's the most amazing. It's the most amazing.
And they could still have sex with each other and it not be weird.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Is that drag cest?
Yeah, I guess. I think you just made up a new term.
Well, drag you're cest. Welcome, folks. Call RuPaul. Add drag cest to one of her terms. Just thank me later. I only want 5% of what the show makes. And you had a drag mom as well?
Oh my god!
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Who is what?
Pharaohs.
Grandma
and mom. Wow, a whole family coming out the. My grandma's dead. fast.
No, you could get a drag.
I could get a. I could finally have a grandma again. She died when I was 6. I've been looking for one.
Absolutely.
Sweet. I just want Werther's. I just want a bunch of Werther's. Is that what? I just want Werther's originals. I like that candy a whole bunch. So. All right, we're down to our final two. Let's get back on track, you crazy kids. We're gonna go down the list here and determine by vote who they think is the best drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race. Gwen, talk it out if you have to, or you can go right away. Live your best life.
Both of these queens are bringing a lot of glamour and a lot of sass to the game, and I appreciate that. You know what? I'm gonna go with the lady of the house. Raven is here tonight. She is my favorite.
One vote for Raven, everybody. Rachel, you're up next.
Okay, this is really tough. Before I finish, I just want to admit that I said some really.
But folks, Raven, or Rachel, you both start with the same syllable. Rachel, who is your vote after that wonderful advertisement for the show coming?
In terms of who I enjoyed watching most and just how awesome that was, I think I really do have to give it up for Raven.
All right. That's two votes for Raven. I'm going to vote next, and I'm going to vote based off the Facebook poll. I'm voting Bianca Del Rio. Look. She needs at least one vote, all right? That's. She'll get Miss Congeniality or whatever. You know, that's.
There you go.
Bill, you're up. If you tie the vote, it'll be up to the audience. If you don't, you can just close it right now. Beyond Bianca versus Raven, who do you think is the best drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race?
All right, I always say that winning RuPaul's Drag Race is not winning RuPaul's Drag Race. You don't have to win to be successful. And I think that even though Bianca's done so many amazing things with her career, that, I mean, Raven is doing Rue's makeup now. Like, that's amazing. I vote for Raven, because I think she's... She's the OG bitch. She's the OG bitch of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Bianca, sashay away. Raven, Shantae, you stay. Folks, thank you so much for watching this episode. The best drag queen of RuPaul's Drag Race. Once again, give it up for Raven. Woo! I've been Joe Bates. You can follow the Thank You Very Much podcast on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. Gwen Sunkel, our expert here. Gwen, do you have a Twitter you want to plug or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm at Wonder Woman.
Gwender Woman, check out that Twitter right there. Rachel.
I'm at Rachel Goldman.
Bill.
At IndieProv.
Give it up for the special experts we've had, folks. Whether they're fantastic or not, man. They were great. Thank you so much for watching the show. That's Thank You Very Much. You're welcome. All right, have a good night, everybody. All right, let's get this off.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys are great.